From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgian police are searching for a third suspect in Tuesday's triple terror bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station that killed at least 34 and wounded more than 200. At least two others are believed to have been suicide bombers. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the carnage.
Je veux vraiment avec, la plus grande
Belgian
force.
Prime Minister Charles Michel avowed Dire those opposed to what he called the barbaric enemies of liberty, democracy, and fundamental values will remain united and fully mobilized. President Obama, as he ended a historic trip to Cuba Tuesday, said he spoke with the Prime Minister.
This is just one more example of why the entire world has to unite against these terrorists. The notion that any political agenda would justify the killing of innocent people like this is something that's beyond the pale.
At least nine Americans are among the wounded. Aaron DeConnick was an English commuter who was using the Brussels subway station Tuesday at the time of the attack.
It's a bit difficult to take the train, but you must have the courage to take it, because if you don't retake the normal life, you give the terrorists the chance to win the game, and that we can do that.
All flights in and out of the Brussels airport may be canceled through at least Wednesday. Authorities in Frankfurt, London, Paris, and the Netherlands have boosted their own security. At least five people have died from a resurgence of the Ebola virus in Guinea that prompted neighboring Liberia to close its border with the West African country. Guinea had been declared free of the deadly virus late last year. An Ebola epidemic ravaged West Africa in 2014 and 2015, killing more than 11,000. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense